It's time for Conversations with the Mayors, brought to you by Gonzales Painters and Contractors, voted best painters in the Triangle by Indie Week and featuring a 4.9-star Google rating. Gonzales Painters and Contractors' commitment to excellence and transformative artistry speaks volumes. Trust the experts to exceed your expectations for your next interior or exterior paint project. Visit fgpainting.com. We are joined now by Town of Chapel Hill Director of Parks and Recreation, Atuya Cornwell. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Appreciate it. Good to be here.
And it has been a while since we've visited, so we probably got a lot to catch up on here. First of all, we just had a full season, winter season of different activities.
Absolutely.
In Parks and Rec. My son played basketball in Chapel Hill Parks and Rec this winter, and it was great. Got to be out there at Woolen Gym on Saturday mornings, which is pretty magical. Mm-hmm. So how did it go from the town standpoint?
Absolutely. It was phenomenal. Basketball, youth basketball is our biggest program, so it was really cool. And it was great, great opportunity. The cool part, the playoffs, I get to get my MC going on, so I had a great time MCing the playoff games. But when we talk about youth basketball, I definitely have to give a shout-out to our volunteers that really make that program go on. So pretty much close to about 50 volunteer coaches that helped us out throughout the season. So really, really phenomenal program. And once again, thank you to our coaches.
Outstanding. What else did we have going on this winter at Parks and Rec?
Winter was cool. Webster Rock the Hill at Chapel Hill Community Center is the longest running indoor climbing competition. It took place in February, so that was phenomenal. We also had a really, really cool fashion show that took place at Hargraves Community Center with a local artist and fashion designer, so that was phenomenal as well. And then another thing, once again, another shout out to our volunteers. The volunteer opportunities that took place at our Adopt a Trail program in conjunction with our friends at Chapel Hill Parks and Recreation was phenomenal. You might have saw them out on Booker Creek or Bowling Creek Trail. Had about 100 volunteers to each opportunity, so that was great as well.
Yeah, and it's looking great out there for sure. What about coming up? We're transitioning into spring now, so what have we got for spring and summer?
100%. One of the kickoffs for the spring is summer camp registration, so that was phenomenal. We still got some space for our summer camp, so please check us out at chapelhillparks.org. But going into the spring months, another great opportunity as we prepare for the summer. If you want to become a lifeguard, please connect with us. Sign up with us. We have our lifeguard classes that we facilitate, and if you join our team, we will definitely take care and waive those fees when it comes to the expenses related to those trainings. Also coming up, we have a great opportunity. The eclipse is coming up, so April the 8th, Community Fun Day at Hargraves Community Park, so please come check us out there. From 1:30 to 5 p.m., we'll be there as well. So another great opportunity for you to hang out with us at Parks and Recreation. So a lot of cool things coming up in the spring. And as always, out on the trail is a great time to be in the parks.
It is a great time to be out in the parks. As somebody who moved here from the Pacific Northwest, I love a good trail. I also have a strong preference for those spring trails to the midsummer trails in these parts. So this is the time to get out there for sure.
Absolutely.
Right?
100%. Nice shaded area as well. Even in the summer months, it'll be okay.
That's right. Do you have a favorite? Give me a favorite summer trail for when it does get a little bit warmer.
For me, I love Bowling Creek is one of my spots. And I enjoy the opportunity when I leave my office to be able to walk from there over to Umstead Park on the trail. So that's probably going to be one of my favorite opportunities there. And it's cool because you get to see a lot of your friends that you get to see on a daily basis. And some of those friends are also four-legged friends.
That's right. There's a lot of four-legged action on that Bowling Creek Trail.
100%.
I have not made it. I think I've been on the whole trail, but I want to do the whole trail all at once, mm-hmm. which I haven't done yet. So I think that's going to be something I'm trying to get in before it gets too hot out there.
There you go. Later this year.
Anything else for the upcoming season that you want to mention before we move on?
Yeah, definitely. Once again, a great opportunity at Chapel Hill Community Center. Magical Hill will take place on April the 27th. One of my opportunities that I get to do from the director's standpoint, I get to judge the Fairy House contest. So it's an important job that I have. So please come out and join us for Magical Hill. Also, we got some cool trips coming up. We got a caving trip coming up in April, as well as our Girls Rock program that's taking place for our outdoor adventure program. And also, adaptive recreation continues to be a phenomenal. And we have our SIP shop classes taking place from April 14th through the 28th. And for our seniors, we didn't forget about you, Senior Citizen Spring Cookout taking place on May the 3rd at Hargraves. So definitely can stay connected with us, chapelhillparks.org, for all these opportunities.
That's right. I was just going to ask. There's a lot going on. Yeah. The easiest place to keep track of it, what's that address again?
chapelhillparks.org.
And our guest is Atuya Cornwell from Chapel Hill Parks and Rec, Director of Chapel Hill Parks and Rec. Anything else in the realm of Parks and Rec to mention before we move on to other town business?
Yeah, definitely. You know, in July, we were coming up on that later on this year. We'll have an opportunity to celebrate Parks and Recreation Month. So this year's theme, celebrating not just in Chapel Hill, but across the country, is where you belong. And I can't think of a better place to where you belong and feel where you belong as in our parks and our recreation facilities. So please stay tuned to that, because we're going to have some phenomenal stuff taking place in the summer months. And remember, where you belong is Parks and Recreation.
Sounds good to me. It's a great way to be, especially as the weather gets more and more pleasant out there. I tell you, what else have we got going on around town that bears mentioning?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, this is Earth Month in the month of April, so please stay connected to Chapel Hill Gov on Instagram. We have a lot of great activities taking place throughout the month. Also, summer youth employment opportunities. Those positions, it's the last week to apply for that, so please check us out at townofchapelhill.org at the jobs board. And we're excited, too. I get to welcome a new colleague in the town. We recently announced, we have a new director of Chapel Hill Public Library and our Community Arts and Culture. Atlas Logan will be joining our team, so super excited to welcome her. And then a couple cool things from our fire friends. Chapel Hill Fire Engine Push events are taking place on Saturday, April the 13th. And another great opportunity, April the 9th and 10th, there'll be several opportunities connected to our downtown streetscape. So a lot of cool things are going on, not just with Park and Rec, but across the whole town and our friends in our other departments as well.
Just out of curiosity, as Parks and Rec director, how much do you get involved in kind of those cross department conversations that happen at the town level, where like so much of, you know, arts and culture planning is going to happen in the parks, for example. So how much of those conversations happen?
A lot. And it's really a great opportunity, and really thankful for the collaboration that we have. It's, you know, across the board, community culture arts, the library, fire, police, across the board, planning, affordable housing. It's really a collaborative approach that we have in the town of Chapel Hill. And it's super cool to be able to have that connection and, you know, have an opportunity to be really cool with the fire chief and to be able to go see the fire church as well. That's cool, man. So yeah, it's a lot of great collaboration. I really appreciate the team overall.
Atuya, I appreciate you coming in, making time for us. Anything else you wanted to mention before we wrap up?
Once again, just looking forward to seeing everybody in the parks in the spring as well as going into the summer. So see you on those trails. I'm going to hold you to that walk on the trail. We're going to do that together. All right.
I think that sounds like a great idea.
All right. Sounds like a plan. See everybody in the parks.
Take care. Mm-hmm.